You are listening to the English news program of Gunter Radio and Television Station. This morning, a mission group headed by Chairman of Gunter City People's Committee Zheng Vikzhung worked with the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development to receive contributions for the draft decisions of the Prime Minister stipulating the establishment, organization, and operation of the Center for the Linkage, Production, Processing, and Consumption of Mekong Delta Agricultural Products in Gunter City. After presenting the draft decisions of the Prime Minister, leaders of Gunter City also introduced the project of establishing the Center for the Linkage, Production, Processing and Consumption of Mekong Delta Agricultural Products in Gunter City, which is expected to cover an area of 3,300 hectares in Long Tuyen Ward, Binh Thuy District and in Yai Sun Commune in Phong Ninh District. Neighboring 91 Bay Highway, the Western Belt Road, the existing roads of 918 and 917, in the first phase to 2025, a 450 hectares linkage center of a multi-service destination will be established. Following the direction of Gunter City People's Committee, the Departments of Industry and Trade has just reported to the Industry and Trade Ministry on the expected reserve of essential goods for the prevention and control of natural disaster in Gunter City in 2022. As of now, 17 businesses have registered to participate. 14 enterprises in which have registered for reserving food products like rice, instant noodles, bottled water, canned fish, meat and vegetables, milled meat and eggs of all kinds, with a total value of over 980 billion Vietnam dong. In addition to that, three petrol companies have registered to reserve 73 million litres of gasoline, 59.5 million litres of diesel, and 40 million litres of kerosene. Vice Chairman of Gunter City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện recently signed a decision to distribute 25,740 doses of Pfizer vaccine to the districts of the city for the vaccination against COVID-19. Accordingly, 24,402 doses of Pfizer vaccine were distributed to the district for the injection of basic shots, as well as additional and booster shots for people who were fully vaccinated with AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Pfizer vaccines. The remaining 1,338 doses will be given to Gunter CDC for allocation and backup for the cases that have not been fully vaccinated. Moving on with other news. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính arrived in Washington, D.C. on May 11 morning of local time, starting his 7-day trip to attend the special ASEAN-US summit and a working visit to the U.S. and the United Nations. During his trip, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính will participate in activities within the framework of the special ASEAN-US summit, have bilateral meetings with leaders from the U.S. and some ASEAN countries, and hold working sessions with U.N. leaders. The retail prices for oil and petrol continued to rise from May 11 following the latest adjustment by the Ministry of Industry and Trade and Ministry of Finance. Accordingly, from 3 p.m., the price of RON 95 biofuel was raised by 1,550 Vietnam dong per liter to 29,980 Vietnam dong, or $1.3 per liter, while that of E5 RON 92 rose by 1,490 Vietnam dong per liter to 28,950 Vietnam dong, or $1.26 per liter. Meanwhile, the price of diesel oil was up by 1,120 Vietnam dong per liter to 26,650 Vietnam dong, or $1.16 per liter. A rise of 1,340 Vietnam dong per liter was also seen in the price of kerosene to 25,160 Vietnam dong per liter, or $1.09. This is the 8th adjustment made to petrol prices since the beginning of this year, with only 3 times of decrease and the 3rd from the end of April. The flags of sport delegations to the 35th Southeast Asian Games, or SEA Games 31, were hoisted at My Dinh National Sport Complex in Hanoi on May 11 morning. Being held in Hanoi and 11 cities and provinces, the game serves as a sport arena for the most outstanding athletes in the region. The organizing committee hopes that 8,000 officials, coaches and athletes from 11 Southeast Asian countries, along with sport officials from across the world, will also have a wonderful experience about Vietnam. And that's it for today's English news program. To listen to our bulletins again, you can log on to our website at guntertv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night.